The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 26th of August, the final Monday in August of 2024, at least. Join the conversation at 770-563-3770-KMED. Pat Fahey is going to join me from Josephine County a little bit after 7 o'clock. And we're going to be talking more about, he wants to respond to something that Commissioner John West said last week. I'm not exactly sure, but I have to tell you, it is just getting nastier, and the rhetoric is just getting, and the BS, in my opinion, continues to rise higher and higher when it comes to the recall efforts about John West. And I don't have a dog in the fight once again, but I don't know. I'm not a fan of recalls unless they're really, really big. If you catch somebody's hand in the cookie jar, you do a recall. Other than that, let people serve their term, unless you find some real malfeasance. But, you know, right now I think we have a lot of people doing recalls because it's about resetting the political chess pieces, kind of like, I don't know if it's fights within the Republican Party or fights within the so-called members of the Republican Party. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It just doesn't smell right for me. It just doesn't smell right to me. Sorry, Lily. I just think you're going about this the wrong way. But hey, like I said, I don't live in Josephine County, but you know, if you have an opinion on this one way or another, you are more than welcome to weigh in. I just know that it's really interesting, kind of the recalibration that was going on after the 5-county commission plan went down in flames, and the changes to the county charter also went down in flames. And I know that John West was saying that there were actually deals that were proposed that were being cut to get Lily Morgan, who is currently the Gold Hill city manager, in as a county administrator like Danny Jordan is, except this time in Josephine County. You know, this is what West says. I don't know if Pat Fahey's going to deny this or not, that there was a deal offered. We'll find out. Pat will join in a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning. Happy to get people. I still think this is just the wrong way of going about trying to do governing. And I'm still going to continue to insist that most of this is dealing with the fiscal insolvency or the problems that Josephine County is facing. Rising inflation, and the tax rate in the tax base is very small to start with and doesn't rise in cahoots with it. And so you have a number of people who are going to have their rice bowls broken as they consolidate county commission departments. I think that's what's going on here. And so, well, we don't want this to happen, so let's start recalling commissioners and try to screw this up. I don't know. There's no magic money, but anyway, we'll talk with Pat, see what he has to say. Maybe he has. Maybe there's something to talk about there. Let's see. Some other stories this weekend. We had a fatal shooting in Medford Saturday night. A guy found by Medford police. This is a 400 block of Berryman Road. Man was found dead right there at the apartment complex when cops went there. He ended up they ended up calling this in shortly after 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And the preliminary investigation, this is just the beginning part of it, but someone was trying to break into one of the apartments, this guy that they ended up finding dead right there. And he was apparently armed with a knife, and he was approaching one of the people inside one of the apartments at the apartment complex on Berryman. And then there was another person inside that same apartment, apparently, pulled out a gun and shot the guy dead right there, the guy with the knife. And so it appears to be a self-defense shooting, but we don't have a full investigation at this point. And when more information comes out, we'll have that conversation. Another interesting story making the rounds. Crater High School has had 3 schools under the same roof over the last 15 years or so. Not quite 15 years. They're going back to one school, one Crater High School, and Walt Davenport sent a letter to families in the area. They're going to reunite to a one school system, want to be a little more cohesive, and that they'll have a one school identity. So I thought that was a pretty interesting story, too. Another one for today, Both of our county commissions, Jackson and Josephine County, are getting involved with the wildfire mapping program, and the concerns, bringing citizen concerns to this. And this is a meeting this afternoon put on by the Association of Oregon Counties. Now, according to the sources here, we have Rick Dyer from Jackson County is going to attend. It looks like the Josephine County Commission is actually putting on the meeting live, and the public can then view it at Ann Basker Auditorium downtown. By 1 o'clock is when that meeting will start. I believe you can show up a little bit earlier if you haven't been able to ask any questions of the county commission and maybe submit some concerns, but there's going to be no testimony taken at this meeting. The real goal is to try to get the AOC, the Association of Oregon Counties, to come out there and put pressure on the state legislature to end the wild map program. Because, you know, it's been going on with this one. If you have a rural property, my goodness, insurance rates have just exploded. If you have insurance, many people have lost their insurance. And what better way to depopulate the rural lands, which, of course, is a real desire of the gangrene. The gangrene don't want people living out in the rural lands, except maybe their elite. Their elites, you know, the John Kerry types, you know, that sort of thing. It's okay because they can live out in the rural lands because they're morally superior, and plus they'd be able to pay the extra cost associated with having rural property. You know, I know I'm being a little sarcastic here, but, you know, how can you help it when you're dealing with gangrene policy? But they really hate the idea that anybody else is out there living in the rural lands. They want you living in the stack and pack, climate-friendly, equitable community, in my opinion. And anything that they can do to depopulate the rural lands. And yeah, I'd have to say, given that this bill, Senate Bill 762, was carried by State Representative Pam Marsh, and of course sponsored and partially written by Senators Jeff Golden, you can't help but think that there's a little bit to this, because they're all down that gangrene, climate-friendly, equitable community. You should be living in a stack and pack, but that's okay. I guess it's okay for Pam Marsh to have been connected with the Green Springs Inn. It's okay if they had property like that, but they don't want you having property like that because, well, you know, you're not morally superior in green, I guess. I'm sorry, I get so cynical sometimes when I talk about green policy and the reactions to it. But anyway, the push from the Association of Oregon Counties is to hopefully roll this back. And we shall see about that. They had a weird crime. This was a few days ago in Portland. In fact, it wasn't the Saturday just passed, but last Saturday, there was a guy who won $2,000 playing video lottery at a Southeast Portland bar. It was on Saturday night, last Saturday night. And another bar patron, obviously a dirtbag, followed this guy home after he won $2,000 playing video poker and stabbed him 15 times in the face, the arms, and the chest before the winner of the lottery ended up playing dead. And then the assailant ended up running off with a portion of the man's savings, or the man's winnings, rather. This according to police. And the dirtbag, alleged dirtbag, Pablo Andres Figueroa, a 61-year-old charged with attempted murder, robbery, assault, burglary, and unlawful use of a weapon. Boy, that's one of those things, man. I'll tell you, you know, you're out there at a bar Saturday night and you end up winning the lottery big time. Keep it quiet, right? Or I don't know, if you cash in the big video poker type thing, does it make a big noise and the bells ring? I don't know. I've never won anything like that. Can anybody tell me, is that what happens if you end up winning $2,000 playing the video lottery? I don't know. Is it like a slot machine that the big sirens go off and the big lights are flashing and bells dinging? I don't know. But fortunately, the fellow who was stabbed is going to be okay. But yeah, he only made it because he ended up playing dead. And Pablo Figueroa is finding himself in a lot of trouble this morning. And no matter how rough your morning may be or how stir-crazy you may be in your particular life, maybe you're thinking that your apartment or your home is too small and you'd like a little more room, you're probably not feeling as stir-crazy as the two NASA astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. They've been up on the International Space Station for months. They were only supposed to have been there for a few days, from what I recall. And now because Boeing can't get its woke DEI crew together to figure out the spaceship, you know, the Starliner, how to get that worked, Butch and Sonny are going to have to wait until February of 2025 to come back to Earth on SpaceX. They're going to come back on Elon Musk's spaceship, SpaceX, and the Boeing Starliner will return uncrewed in a separate flight. Wilmer and Williams will assist the Expedition 71 crew aboard the ISS in the meantime, this reported by ABC. But, oh, could you imagine? I mean, yeah, being up in space is great. Would you want to be up in space in that International Space Station for months upon months upon months? I wonder if you get closer with your crew member when you're in something like that, or if you're almost to the point where, get out of my face, I don't even want to see you. Like, you know, go to the other side of the space station. I wonder how that works. You ever think about things like that? Kind of weird, huh? 21 after 6, and I hope your day is going well so far. Join the conversation if you wish at 770-5633. It's open phones for the first hour and noodling around in stories and talk a little bit about the RFK nomination, not nomination, but the endorsement. I think that is pretty interesting news. What do you think about that, too? This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Co., Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Join us at the Expo for the best Rogue Broadband Brewfest yet. September 13th and 14th, enjoy great food and over 70 award-winning Pacific Northwest microbrews on tap and football on the big screens. Catch great music and the Elton John Experience on Saturday. Hold me closer, Johnny Dancer. All at the Rogue Broadband Brewfest, brought to you in part by the Friends of the Fair Foundation. And Scotty McCreary is the next Saturday. Get your tickets now at theexpo.com.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that it is possible in a single day to replace a mouthful of bad teeth or ill-fitting dentures with a beautiful implant-supported smile? For so many of my patients, this has been a life-changing experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson of Dental Excellence. I met a man in my office who came for a free consultation. He said to me, "Dr. Johnson, I quit going out to eat with my friends. I cover my mouth when I smile. I don't laugh out loud like I used to. I'm tired of all the denture adhesive and not tasting my food." Can you or someone you know relate to this man's story? I'm here to tell you that dental implants can solve your problems and give you a great reason to smile. Start now to regain your health and confidence. Come meet me and my amazing team. The consultation is free.
Call 541-779-6170 or visit MedfordDentalExcellence.com.
Dental Excellence, changing lives, one smile at a time.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
24 minutes after 6, and hey, Wayne, you were on the road, and you were wondering about the food supply on the International Space Station, given that they're going to have to be up there. Those two astronauts are going to be up there, till February, apparently? Gosh, we're talking like another 6 months. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of food, you know? We might have a drama where you have six or eight people up there, and how long can they survive?
I wonder what the budget is for food up there, or if they have a lot of, I don't know, maybe they have a lot of meals ready to eat or something like that tucked away, just in case they can't show. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe there are some NASA people out there listening, or people that really know about it that could let us know, because, yeah, it seems to me that food could be, food's heavy, too. Food's heavy, so.
They have the dry light. You can add water to it, but where do they get the water?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow. If you were up there, I mean, would you mind going up there, but not for 6 months? Is that something you wouldn't mind doing, or would you have no interest in doing something like that if you had the chance?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to camp in a forest next to a lake.
A forest next to a lake. All right. Senate Bill 762 would probably not let you do that. You do know that, right, Wayne?
I know.
You're supposed to be in your little habit trail in downtown Medford or Grants Pass. But anyway, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let me go to line three. Hi, line three. Good morning. I don't know who you are. Didn't clear it, but who's this? What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. How are you this morning? What's on your mind?
I'm awesome.
Good.
I have a new name for our so-called news media.
Okay, what's that?
Prestitutes.
Yeah, prostitutes. I've heard that term. Gosh, what's his name? The former Reagan administration guy that writes on Lou Rockwell.
I read it in a book, and it stuck with me, and I thought I'd just call in, and so I can't take credit for it.
Yeah, it's like Paul, what's his name? I just forgot his name, but he writes on Lou Rockwell all the time. He used to be a Treasury guy under Reagan. That's where I first heard that term, prestitute. And I have to tell you, when it comes to the presidential politics, for sure, it really fits, doesn't it, Brenda?
Yes, it does.
All right. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, that's about it for this morning.
Well, let me pick your brain here for a second. I'm just gonna swoop in and dump on you here.
Okay.
What is your overall impression now that RFK Jr. came out and officially, and it wasn't a big surprise. I ended up watching the 45-minute talk. It was really hard to listen to him later on, because he has trouble talking with that paralyzed vocal cord or whatever he has. But it is a do you think that's kind of a game changer, not a big deal? What do you think is going to happen? Because he's withdrawing, rather, from the battleground, so he doesn't want to be a spoiler there. Do you think that helps Trump any?
Well, that's a good one. It could go either way. I think it might help him a bit. I don't know by how much.
Yeah.
But I think it'll help him a little bit. Now, as far as RFK goes, I think he's got some good points as far as vaccines and certain things like that in the medical arena. But just because he comes from the Kennedy clan doesn't mean that he's going to be a good politician or a good president.
Well, the fact that the Kennedy clan hates him, though, is probably standing him in good stead. If your own Kennedy family hates you, you must be doing the right thing. As you can tell, I've not necessarily been a real fan of the later iterations of the Kennedy clan. Okay, hey Brenda, I appreciate your call. Thanks for making that. Let me go to Cherry. Cherry, welcome to Monday morning. How are you doing today? What are you thinking?
I feel great, except I'm scared. I just saw a scary movie by M. Night Shyamalama Dingla, whatever that guy's
God,
name.
God, you know, the last one I watched, I'm trying to think of the last what? M. Night Shyamalama I wrote. I watched probably a movie of his about 15 years ago. I haven't watched any since. What did you see? Which one?
Well, he did Signs, you know, all
right.
That time ago, and I was paralyzed with fear on that one for some reason. And this one is almost as bad as that. It's called The Watchers. It's held in Ireland, and it's about Dakota Fanning. We all know about her. She was in Signs, you know, as a child. Mm-hmm. And now she's, I don't know how old, 3 decades old or whatever. And she was really good in this movie. And it was, I think, predictive programming about she had a bird and she was driving and her car got stuck in a deep, deep forest. And it was, you know, at first I thought, oh, this is stupid.
Okay, well, I don't want you to give away the whole plot or something did you enjoy it or not? Because sometimes M. Night Shyamalan, Ding Dong, or whatever it is, they can be really, really good or really, really stupid movies. Just depends.
Well, it had a good ending, of course. I won't say what, but I don't have any nails left on my hands.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was pretty good because, you know, these things are, well, anyway, I won't go.
But you see, you're our amateur, the show's amateur film critic, so we're glad to have your suggestion. So you liked The Watchers or you didn't like The Watchers overall?
I did like it.
Okay.
I thought it was very scary.
All right.
Very scary. So you should watch it.
Yeah, if I want really, really scary, I just watch MSNBC normally. But if you think that...
Well, it wasn't real bloody, which I love. Mm-hmm. It wasn't real gory. It was really a smart horror, movie, and I like those.
Okay, well, smart's good. I always appreciate smart storylines. Thank you very much there, Cherry. Great hearing from you, all right? 770-5633. We got open phones this first hour. Anything which happens to be on your mind. I'm sort of intrigued here. But anyway, hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Holly Morton, Josephine County.
Hey, Holly, what's going on?
I was just thinking about the ultimate irony of you've got this Lily Morgan and her and Pat Fahey and this group of people, to me, attacking John West. And now that this is unraveling and we're finding out that most of what they're saying is no basis in truth whatsoever, and people are shooting back at them, they're saying, oh, we're being attacked. You know, how narcissistic is that to attack someone? And then when you get called out on it, to say that you're the victim of it.
Well, that's kind of a Democratic thing this year, I've noticed, is that they say something wrong or go on the attack. You attack them, like, oh, we're being attacked again. Well, yeah, you started. You first, okay? That kind of thing. But you know very well, Holly, that you have to have pretty thick skin if you're going to get involved in rough and tumble politics. Right? I mean, bottom line, you got to be willing to take it, I guess.
Well, if you're going to shoot your shot, you have to expect somebody is going to respond. That's just part of the game.
Yeah. But if you're going to, what's another term I heard? If you're going to go after a big candidate, not implying that, Commissioner West is a huge candidate, because we're, small county commissions in both Jackson and Josephine County. But overall, if you're going to kill the king, you make sure and kill the king. Right? That kind of old statement.
Right. Well, he's many people, I included, think he's doing a fantastic job. He is talking to citizens. He's everywhere. If somebody has a problem in their neighborhood, they call him. He comes out.
There's obviously, though, a difference of opinion. There must be a difference of opinion in a good portion of Josephine County, though. You're not united, though, from the sounds of it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this happen, huh?
Well, there are some people, if you indict someone, they automatically believe it. I think now this is unraveling pretty fast. But the scary thing about it is you've got the Democrats have hired, not volunteers who are doing it because they believe in it. They hire people to get these signatures. So, to me, that just pulls the credibility out of the whole thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's not exactly grassroots when you're hiring the signature gatherers. Fair enough.
There may be some who are volunteers, but many, many of them apparently have been hired for like $18 an hour. People don't even seem to know what the issues are. We had some people go and talk to somebody, and he said, I don't know anything about it. I'm just getting the signature.
Yeah, I'm just being paid to get the signatures. Yeah, I've known people like that. And you can do it. It's an okay way to make a living for some. Well, I guess we're going to find out. Now, if they do this, would it be on the fall election, if they are successful in getting this petition passed?
No, it won't. They'll have to have a special election, and that's one of the things people are unhappy about because it'll cost, $30,000 to $60,000 or something to run a special election.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're going to get the signatures in the first place because everybody I talk to is just rolling their eyes and saying this is just stupid.
Well, we have to be careful, though, not to go with confirmation bias when or run as if you're losing at all times, okay? Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like the people I know. It's like, the people I know vote for Trump. But a lot of the people that I don't know won't vote for Trump. So I'm just always very careful when I try to make those sort of assumptions. But I know. That's all I'm saying, Holly. Just gotta.
True enough.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in from Joe County. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave. It's on your mind. Welcome.
Yeah, I think that
RFK. RFK Jr.
Yeah, RFK Jr. Excuse me. Sometimes it's hard to keep it straight, but I believe it's a game changer because if you listen to people like Glenn, who are, the vaccines and what they're doing to, the children, I think he'd be good in HHS, Health and Human Services. I think that'd be a good place for him. Hmm. By the way, Donald Trump saying that he would put a panel together on the murder of his uncle and his dad and any other assassination attempt on any other president, that he would release the files from the CIA.
Except that I wonder if he'll actually do that, because remember, former President Trump, when he was President Trump, actually kept the lock on those assassination records. He said he was going to let those out.
But
remember?
He hadn't been shot yet. Now he wants. Now he sees the importance of the truth getting out. I think that changed him. And if you notice, there is a change in Donald Trump. He's actually getting more presidential, and he's letting his vice president be the pit bull. And that's what he needs to do.
That would be the smarter tactic at this point in time. Now, he was saying some thoughts. I was watching Fox a little bit this morning, and words to the effect that there is talk that that Trump shared some words that say that he might not do, or he might skip the debate September 10th with Kamala. And do you think that is wise to do so or not, if he does, if that's true?
No.
You think he should do it?
Should do the debate.
Okay.
Yeah, because he can go into the lion's den and speak truth to power.
All right. Very good. And I appreciate your call there, Dave. 6:36, we'll catch up on the rest of the news here in just a moment. And continuing with your calls, it's open phones for the first hour with The Bill Myers Show, 770-5633. The email of the day on The Bill Myers Show, sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. See all they have to offer at centralpointfamilydentistry.com and call for an appointment. Dr. Steve Nelson and his staff are next to Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant, just off Pine in Central Point.
This is Brent with Homan Built Deck and Fence, experts in custom deck and fence construction. As an authorized Trex Pro deck builder, we use the highest quality products for your deck, including custom handrail packages, drainage systems, and even deck lighting. As a small hometown business, we provide personalized design and creative solutions for your outdoor space. My website is homanbuilt.com, HOMANBuilt.com. Homan Built Deck and Fence. We build the best and fix the rest.
CCB 232-179. Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time. Bill Meyer from the KMED News Center. Here's what's going on. Both Jackson and Josephine County Commissioners will bring wildfire mapping concerns to a meeting in Salem this afternoon, which is being put on by the Association of Oregon Counties. Jackson County Commissioner Rick Dyer attends in person, while Josephine County's commission airs the meeting live for the public to view starting at 1 p.m. today at Ann Basker Auditorium in Grants Pass. The state legislature passed Senate Bill 762, which required the creation of these maps, ranking the wildfire risk of all properties. Concerns being raised that large portions of rural property is being unfairly targeted for extra fees and regulations. Many rural properties seeing either the cancellation of coverage or skyrocketing insurance premiums. The hope is that the Association of Oregon Counties can persuade the state to end or extensively rework the mapping program. A fatal shooting Saturday night in Medford at an apartment complex on Berryman Road. Medford police dispatched to the complex shortly after 6 o'clock, reported someone was trying to break into one of the apartments. When officers arrived on scene, they discovered a man dead of an apparent gunshot wound. Early investigation indicates the dead man, armed with a knife, approached one resident inside while another resident opened fire in self-defense. More information as it becomes available. And for the last 15 years or so, Crater High School has been home to three schools under the same roof. That's about to change. In a welcome back letter sent to district families, Superintendent Walt Davenport says Crater will reunite to a one-school system. Davenport says the reunification will foster a more cohesive and unified educational environment. Bill Meyer, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest round of high-level Gaza ceasefire talks ending in Cairo with no deal, but it said those discussions will continue at lower levels in the coming days. Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah traded heavy fire over the weekend. However, they did back away from sparking a widely feared wider war, as both sides are now claiming victory in this latest dust-up. Russia has unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage across Ukraine and appears to target energy infrastructure. At least three people were killed. One person killed, several injured, a landslide prompting mandatory evacuations in the southeast Alaska city of Ketchikan. Officials say the slide damaged homes as well as infrastructure in the city. On Wall Street this morning, the opening bell is just sounding. The stock starting off the day mixed. More details, srnnews.com.
It's gutter season. The phones are ringing at Fontana Roofing's custom gutter division after the last downpour. We've been busy custom fabricating robust gutters on site in a choice of 30 colors guaranteed to survive the weight of falling water and space dust. So, if your gutters need to be repaired or replaced, give Fontana a call before the wet weather sets in. We also install gutter covers, too, to keep those pesky leaves from clogging your downspouts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
The Rogue Gardener, fertilizing your mind.
Adding some fertilizer to stimulate growth can be okay. I don't even do it anymore with trees and shrubs, but I do it with short-term crops, vegetables, annuals. Every day that you lose with those plants without having growth-type fertilizers to help them get growing, not established, because I'm not worried about the plant establishing in the hole. I want it to grow.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9. The Rogue Gardener on KMED, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
And you can join the conversation, 770-5633. Tim is on the road near Shady Cove. He's from Shady Cove. How you doing this morning, Tim? What's on your mind?
Hey, it's a good Monday morning. Hey, I've been good. Me as well as a few family members have been getting these text messages that we owe tolls here in Southern Oregon.
Really?
Yeah. And my son, who doesn't even drive, he's in Tennessee right now, and he's gotten text messages stating that he owes for toll. So I just thought maybe the listeners might want to be aware that if you get a text message stating you owe money for tolls, especially in Southern Oregon, do we have even toll bridge?
No. In fact, I'm not sure we have any tolls in the state of Oregon that I'm aware of. I know that the Democrats, of course, are planning this. They actually want to be able to do tolls, but even then, I don't think we have anything to worry about at this point, but, you know, if you were living in the East Coast, though, Tim, where they do have a lot of tolling that that goes on, that wouldn't surprise me. You know, you might get something like that, and you're thinking, oh, man, so I owe something for my fast pass, or my fast pass didn't work. I think that's what they call it in some of the states, where they have the chip on the vehicle that goes by the toll booths, and then it just registers your vehicle going by. But Nope, nothing like that here. So that's just the latest iteration in scams. And remember, I was talking about the scams last weekend in which, honestly, I think in my benevolent dictatorship, I would catch them all down. I would catch them up and hang them all in the public square because you're just stealing. You're just stealing. And when you're stealing like that, you really just don't deserve to be breathing the air any longer. You know, putting out carbon. You're not worth the carbon load. Speaking of which, Jerry the Bull sent me an interesting story over the weekend. I'd kind of forgotten about this because I had mentioned that there are times that I get so disgusted with the dirt bagginess of the culture in many cases that I understand why people get really excited about going back to Singapore does. What Singapore does when they would cane people. And Jerry the Bull writes me, hey, Bill, remember you were talking about this, the American teenager Michael Fay and the international attention given to him over his caning in Singapore. Well, that occurred 30 years ago. We're now in the 30th anniversary of that. And I was reminded of it after watching some short videos on Singapore recently and how it grew to become a respected and prosperous nation under the leadership of Lee Kuan Yew. But one of the most interesting things about this incident is a lot of Americans sided with Singapore's disciplinary measures. It's true. I do remember 30 years ago. Now, the U.S. media did launch an influence campaign back at that time when Michael Fay had spent 4 months in jail, slapped with a $3,500 fine, and then given six strokes of the cane for vandalizing cars and stealing road signs in Singapore. It's what happened. And the media, of course, went after it, but there were many people in America that were actually in favor of Michael being caned like that. And that would be an interesting question to talk about at some point, because I've often wondered is if a culture that will no longer discipline its children ends up having to do more serious disciplining as an adult. I even can't help but notice this in the animal kingdom with the two cats. You know, I got my grumpy old cat, Matt, who's 14 years old, the big Maine Coon. And then there's the little orange kitten, Charlie. Charlie, who is rambunctious and is always trying to get Maddie to rise to his baits, always slapping at him and doing things. He's just playing kitten stuff. And then Matt, the big Maine Coon, just reaches out and whack, 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 and puts him in his place. And then Charlie sits down. And we're actually okay with it. We're actually okay with it because it's one of those things where Matt is teaching Charlie how to be a good cat. He'll sit there and he'll whap him across the head a few times when he won't leave him alone or be polite or something like that. And then when he's polite, Charlie's allowed to come up and sit with Matt and sleep with him on the bed, you know, to do all sorts of things like that. But as long as he behaves well, right? Other than that, it's whap, whap, whap. And I can't help but wonder, as the United States culture has gotten more and more away from any kind of corporal punishment, that the adults end up behaving more badly. Maybe Singapore has the right idea. We can certainly talk about that if you wish, 770-5633. And, I mean, I was paddled a few times when I was a kid, not very often. I don't know if you were or not, but, you know, I came from an era in which you still had some corporal punishment. I did some of that to my children, you know, the smacks on the behind, you know, that sort of thing, when they were little kids, not when they were older. You know, I didn't do that when they were older. It seemed to work out okay. I never felt bad about popping a 2-year-old toddler misbehaving on his behind when he had the Kevlar coated diaper, you know, over his behind. But he didn't like it. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm talking about my son Will. But he turned into a pretty good kid. He turned into a pretty good kid. I was spanked a few times as a kid. I think I was slapped across the face one time as a teenager. But for the most part, I behaved pretty well. But maybe that's why. I don't know. Maybe the risk of physical punishment or the correction had some real emotional effect. I'm not quite sure. But even when I was in school, at that point, you could still paddle a kid in school. Remember in middle school, Principal Mitchell had... He had a board. Principal Mitchell was one of the old style school principals that I don't think they make anymore. But he looked like a Marine. He looked like he was a former Marine. He probably was. He was tall and lean, had the buzz cut. He was a no nonsense guy. You know, dark rim, horn rim glasses. You know, that kind of thing. And he had something hanging up. I could still remember this to this day. Hanging up in the principal's office was a paddle. It was called the Board of Education. That was the Board of Education. And if you really, I mean, and you had to do some serious problems to get the Board of Education. But it was done. It was routine. Now, I know that was 40, 50 years ago. But I would argue that my generation seemed to be a little bit better behaved, and it wasn't nearly as well behaved as the generation prior to that. But just saying. I say this going into my 45th high school reunion graduation ceremony for this weekend. 45 years since I graduated. We're going to be visiting up in Milan, Ohio this weekend on Labor Day weekend. And I'm going to get together with all these old people who I'm probably going to say, wait a minute, I'm not old enough to be classmates of all these people, am I? But I can still remember that. You know, Board of Education. And it was a big deal to get paddled. And so most people tried really hard not to do anything to the point where they got paddled. It seemed to work pretty well. But between prayer out of the schools and paddling out of the schools, and yeah, I know I can hear the bedwetters already saying, physical punishment is wrong. I don't know. In the animal world, when you're dealing with well-disciplined people, then you can reason with them. When you have undisciplined, scummy behavior, sometimes you can only deal with force. They only understand that. That's been my opinion. And I'm going to stick to it. 770-5633, back to the open phones here. Let's go to line one. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
This is Pete at North Valley.
Hello, Pete. What's going on in your world, huh?
Oh, the Board of Education. Oh, yes. Weren't those the days?
Did you go to school back at that time, too, when there was a Board of Education?
Yes, I did. And then followed up with the nuns and their oak pointers.
Oh, the oak pointers. Never experienced that part, though, but I've heard stories.
Open hand front or back of hand knuckle.
Uh-huh. Well, you know.
That was the difference. That's, you know, depending on the torque done.
I suppose. Did you manage okay?
Oh, I managed fine. I stayed away from those. I stayed totally away from those. But I had the Board of Education threatened once and said, if you return, this is what you are going to receive. It left an impression, you know, upon the mind of a young lad.
So. Do you think we lost something during those times when we have banned such behavior in most school systems?
Totally. It was handed out very fairly, actually, I noticed. In hindsight, I looked at, you know, what was done by myself and others that had that in the purview of what's coming to you. And, you know, it was very fair. It was basically last resort for a lot of things. And it kept us clean. You know, it kept us, you know, much more proper. So I think it was a time. And also, I think the caning, like Singapore has, I definitely agree with the three numbskulls on the radio that talk about that also bringing it back or bringing it to the United States. I think that would be, again, fairly and selectively done, but it would be an incentive, especially publicly.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's just it, because that's what's not done enough these days, actually having public pressure brought to bear to have you behave and be a better person overall. Right.
Totally. Because, you know, society, it needs, you know, guideposts. It needs, you know, so that, you know, OK, I can step a little over here. But if I go over there, here's the consequence. And I think that's basically it, is we're failing. You know, the softening of everything to the point of no consequence is obviously absurd, because no consequence, you have anarchy. So that's what we've had there. On the earlier gentleman's situation when he was talking about, I've been getting SunPass tickets, text messages, two of them in the last 2 weeks. You know, that's a California thing, and I haven't been in that area of California in years.
Yeah.
And so
this is the latest iteration of scummy scam, is what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's welcome. If you're right here in the Rogue Valley, as far as I'm going, and I looked at that and I went, wait a minute, you know. So anyway, it's called SunPass out of California, at least in the San Diego area, which is the last area that I saw that. And that's been years since I've been in that particular area. So it was obviously a scam. So.
All right. Hey, appreciate the update on that. Thank you very much. 770-5633. Open phones. Anything you feel like talking about. Doesn't have to be about caning. Could be about RFK Jr. Could be about all sorts of things. Let me go to line two. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Bill, good morning. It's Ron from the glorious region of Eagle Point.
Hello, Ron. How are things?
Good. So I have a little tidbit for you, which is kind of contrasting regarding the caning incident. What was that individual's name? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was, got it here someplace, yeah. Michael Fay was his name.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so Michael Fay was actually arrested here in the United States for public vandalism, for doing tagging, spray can, what would you call it? Spray can art, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, graffiti, sure.
Graffiti, yes. Thank you for the word assist. So in Taiwan, he was disciplined. In the United States, he was prosecuted and convicted and was sentenced to 40 hours of community service, which included teaching an art class in spray can art.
What?
Yes. Check it out. It's good to know that basically the difference between one treatment for discipline, you know, I would need to know all the individual details, but the reality is, doesn't that fit where you have an individual who ends up promoting the very thing that he did wrong?
Yeah. Well, we want you to teach others how to engage in your crime, because your crime is so artistic. Wow.
Yeah. It's funny. You can check that out on your own. But
all right, I am going to check it out. I'm going to check that out, right. Ron. Okay. Yikes. Man, oh, man. Let me go to line three. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I don't know what's going on there with your phone, but yeah, you must have hung up. That's all right. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Francine, good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, the corporal punishment thing. Okay?
Yeah. And by the way, when I remember, you know, the corporal punishment being applied, it was mostly to the worst behaving of the boys is usually what happened. Usually.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never got paddled in school. I was a very, very good little girl. But and I was in school in the 50s, too, and all that stuff was, you know, pretty the norm. But when I got older, and, you know, I'd do something wrong, my dad would come home from work, and we'd be sitting at the table, and my mom would do, tell your father what you did today. You know, like, oh
no. Your poor father, you know, your dad's been waking.
No,
the reason I bring this up is that I never quite believed in that wait till your father gets home sort of thing. It's like dad gets home, he's already tired and things like that. He said, now you got to discipline. Come on, mom, take care of business. But I digress, okay?
But, well, okay, so anyway, I have to tell my dad what I did, and he would just sit there real solemnly and sternly and, you know, have the face, you know. And so then after dinner, I would be marched to my room where he removed his belt and he would beat me with his belt.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good. Okay. So here's where that took me later in life. I used to get really defiant when my dad would do that. I would not cry. I would do anything but cry. You know, that would be like admitting that this was okay and he was winning. And so when I got older, I ran into a situation with a guy that was abusive. And instead of going, I'm leaving this guy, I just stood there and was Miss Tough Girl, you know, like, oh, you're not going to make me cry. You're not going to scare me. I'm going to stand here and show you I can take it. And that ended up being a 7-year relationship that I mean, I'm telling you, you have to be careful with corporal punishment because it can really do weird things to people. You just, it's a really touchy thing.
I'll concede your point. I'll concede your point then. I guess I wasn't talking about, you know, beatings per se, you know, but what is that line that goes between, you know, a whack or two on the behind to correct a misbehaving child? When does it graduate into beatings, though? Is there a way? You know, I never really thought about it that way because we didn't beat, even to my family, we didn't have beatings, you know, as it were.
Right. And see, that was the way my dad dealt with it, which was really wrong. And it caused a lot of harm later in life. It conditioned me in a way that was very negative. So, you know, these kind of things, you have to be really careful. And I think people took that way. They take that way over the top, and now it's you can't touch a child. You know, that kind of thing. And in some ways they're right, and in some ways they're not. It's just there's no one answer to this kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My concern about corporal punishment in today's world. You know how they would do it today? It would be you'd be caned for misgendering someone, not buying. Not buying a ticket to the crazy circus. If you don't buy the ticket to someone's crazy circus, then caning for you. I could see the current iteration of what we call government, you know, being in that, you know, punishing in that way. Kind of like the guy that got arrested in the UK for doing a Facebook post, you know, questioning Islam after there was the, you know, the killing and the rapings of the girls, you know, over there.
Right.
Recall that story. And, you know, they didn't want to punish the Muslim folks there because, well, they're a much more valuable minority, I guess, than actual, you know, residents of the UK, apparently. I don't know what's going on there. It's like the UK is lost to me, really.
I'll tell you something. You know, when somebody's a bully, like they were beating up on another child that, you know, can't fight back, I can understand, you know, that person should maybe get their butt whipped, you know, for doing it, you know, have somebody that's bigger and tougher than them put them in a similar position, but do it, you know, officially.
Yeah, but I'm with you, though. But I have mixed emotions about the whole thing, because one of my concerns right now is when you have conflict in a school right now, let's say if they're, what happens? Both get punished, right? That's the way it works.
Well, I don't know.
The way it's been explained to me is that a lot of times if there's a physical altercation and you're trying to defend yourself, you are considered just as guilty as guilty. And yet there was only one time in my life that I really had serious bullying, and that was at El Toro High School when I was a freshman and sophomore, and a guy named Chris Jackson. And he would he beat the daylights out of me for two or three encounters that I had. And the only thing that made it stop was not complaining to parents or authority. The only thing that stopped was that I had to beat the hell out of him. And then it stopped.
Right.
And because that was all he understood. Now, I don't know if he was getting beaten at home, but I didn't care. But I wasn't going to be.
I know.
Yeah.
I understand completely. And, defending yourself is really important. And I took on the tough girl persona after that. That's why I ended up, in the position I was.
But that explains a lot of your phone calls. That explains a lot of your phone calls now. It really does. Thanks, Francine. It's a minute after 7, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. If you're on hold, I'll be right with you. Hang on.
Since 19... 19-